This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Columbia College has named its interim president and its search committee tasked with finding a permanent replacement. Executive Vice President and Dean for Academic Affairs Terry Smith will serve as interim when current president Dr. Gerald Bruder retires in August of this year. Smith says he'll spend time working with Bruder over the next few months to be prepared.
We'll be looking to him for guidance as well as the board and, of course, the faculty and staff. But I'm humbled and honored by the opportunity and look forward to it.
Reverend Dr. John Yonker will be the chair of the 11-member Presidential Search Committee, which was also announced today. He says the fact that Columbia College has 35 campuses across the country means the replacement will need to have a variety of skills.
It will take a person who has some knowledge of online education, of adult higher education and extended sites, in addition to just managing the day-to-day affairs of the home campus.
The college has a goal of having a new president named by July 2014. Columbia mayoral candidate Sam Allison has announced his withdrawal from the citywide race. Allison says he hastily jumped into the race in January because he thought the incumbent mayor Bob McDavid faced no challenger. But Sid Sullivan, whom Allison says shares similar politics as himself, also entered the race.
The problem is that if Sid and I stay in the race, we will split the ticket. And that is history that we do not want to see repeat itself.
Allison has endorsed Sullivan, who lost to McDavid in a six-way race for mayor in 2010. McDavid won the office with 54% of the vote. Sullivan earned 12%. The two will face off once again, but this time one-on-one in the April 2nd election. An administrator at a college in North Carolina will become the new president of Lincoln University in Jefferson City. Lincoln University curators announced today that Kevin D. Rome will be the school's 19th president, beginning June 1st. Rome was chosen after a nine-month search. He'll succeed Carolyn Mahoney, who retired in August. Rome has been vice chancellor for student affairs and enrollment management at North Carolina Central University in Durham, North Carolina, since 2008. He previously held administrative positions at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Clayton State University in Morrow, Georgia, and Indiana University Purdue University in Indianapolis, Indiana. Charges have been dropped against the St. Louis man who served 29 years of a 95-year prison sentence for the brutal 1982 slaying of a 31-year-old woman in her St. Louis apartment. Today, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce dismissed rape and murder convictions against 56-year-old George Allen, who was found guilty in 1983 of killing Mary Bell. Prosecutors had used a confession Allen gave to investigators to make their case, but Allen's defense contended the confession was coerced. In November, a Cole County Circuit judge issued a scathing ruling suggesting St. Louis police ignored and suppressed numerous pieces of evidence. Allen, a diagnosed schizophrenic, has been out of prison since mid-November. Joyce says in her blog, there's no doubt the justice system failed both Allen and Bell. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.